Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Santo Torcivia with Market Insights Torcivia. How you doing, Santo?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. You know, I thought it'd be good to do this interview. We're working on the Floor Focus annual report for 2008, comparing that to 2007. And so, you know, you've done a lot of analysis on the effect the economy has had on the flooring business, and I thought it might be good to do an interview and talk about it.
Sure thing.
Let me ask you, the top-line number, in the peak of this business, I think the wholesale value of the flooring industry was around $25 billion. Where do you think it fell in 2008?
We're still above $20 billion, but just barely.
Tell us, what are the strong, should we start with the weak points and then go to the strong points?
Sure, we can do that. The weak points, obviously, are new home construction.
Yeah.
Housing starts are down considerably, and this year, obviously, is not getting much better. However, there are certain regions of the country that are doing better than others. The main areas of decline, and we keep hearing these same areas repeated over and over again, but they are California, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida. And those areas have accounted for a lot of the bad activities that have been going on with non-conforming loans and subprime loans and things like that, and have been a huge drag on the U.S. economy. Not that the rest of the country hasn't had an impact on all this and felt an impact from all this. But I can tell you, in my area, for instance, in the Northeast, just outside of Philadelphia, our existing home sales are virtually flat, and our home values have never really gone down.
Actually, you personally have some experience there. I mean, you just recently sold a house and sold it probably within the normal window of what it takes, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're doing our part to keep the local economy alive.
Yeah. You sold a house and you're building a house?
Yes.
I guess the new home construction rate is on an annualized basis is somewhere around the 300,000 mark, isn't it?
For single family homes, you're talking about,
right? Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For 2009, yeah, we're seeing a significant decline. Total housing starts in 2009 are approximately just north of 500,000 units.
And so, where are we in all this? Are we? Do you think we're at the bottom or close to the bottom?
Tell me what you believe. The people I rely on for my economic forecasting, they also believe that we are at the bottom and will stay here through, the early part of the summer.
Yeah.
And we should start coming back slowly at the latter part of the year and start to see some progress early next year. There are still some bright spots out there.
All right. Where are the bright spots?
Well, for instance, on the commercial side, healthcare, construction, and education and institutional construction continue to not be off nearly as much as retail, offices, and lodgings.
And where does education fall?
Education, it's only off about 5%. Healthcare is about the same. Mm-hmm. There's a growing demand for, obviously, new healthcare facilities as the population ages. And all of the money that has been pumped into education, some of it has gone into facilities upgrade and new construction. Anybody who's doing business in those sectors knows that that's a good market right now.
All right, so there's the markets. Now, as we look at the categories and we look at, say, how carpet and rug is done and how hardwood flooring is done, if we look at 08 versus 07, generally, the market is, what, off about 10% overall? Is that the number? Or?
Yes, for 08, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And some segments, obviously, have felt it much worse than others. Wood flooring, obviously, has been the hardest hit. That's a category that goes heavily into new construction. New construction is down significantly, so it's not hard deduction to say, wood's going to be down as well.
Yeah, actually, we did our hardwood annual sector a report in this issue that's at the printer right now, the April issue, and I believe it's off 18%.
Yeah, we're looking in the 18 to 20% range. Yeah, that's a big nut to swallow in 1 year.
But pricing is stabilized, right?
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with the weather we've been having. It's been a fairly dry winter, I believe. That, you know, whether it's wet or dry is going to affect, to some degree, domestic pricing, because the ability to get the logs out easily has a lot to do with whether the ground is muddy or soft. And if it's dry, it's easier to log. Inventories will be higher, and that's a dampening effect on pricing. If it's wet and it's difficult to get logging trucks into the areas that hardwoods are growing, then inventories will be weak and pricing, you know, law of supply and demand.
Yeah. And as we said a minute ago, the market's off about 10%. The carpet and rug sectors are off about that same amount, and so's the ceramic tile market, right? I mean, they're kind of going with the market, aren't they?
Yeah. The area that's been the most surprising has been resilient.
Right.
Resilient flooring has made a resurgence.
Yeah. I mean, it's still
only off 2 or 3%. And a lot of that has to do with the mix of commercial, education, and healthcare are strong segments for resilient flooring. Mm-hmm. The other is the fact that they seem to be, they are a low-cost alternative. They're a low-cost flooring, a good value flooring. And because of that, people are trading down, we believe, and resilient is getting the benefit of that.
And also, I think there's that LVT factor as far as how realistic
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah. LVT has been steadily improving their looks. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is they've started to erode, I believe, into the low end of the laminate flooring business, and they've been getting some market share.
Yeah. So laminate is off, I guess, about as much as hardwood is, isn't it?
Yeah, about a little less, yeah. And although laminate doesn't go heavily into the new residential construction area, or for that matter, even into commercial, they've, I think, felt the pinch from resilient flooring coming up from the low side of the price point and wood coming down from the high side. You know, wood is still being sold in this country. You don't have to go much beyond Lumber Liquidators to see that.
Yeah.
And the consumers are looking at lower-priced woods, which are priced similar to higher-priced laminates, and they're going for the real thing.
Yeah. So before we run out of time, I mean, if we're looking at trends, we've several interviews I've done in the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the trend from buying imports to, I mean, consumers want to buy made in the USA. Are there any other trends that are out there right now?
They're also looking for easy-to-install products. We see a slight increase in the DIY aspect of flooring. And they're looking for value.
Right.
I would say, of all the things, price is important, but value is more important. They're willing to pay a little more to get a lot more. And I think that's going to only continue, because that's a trait of a more educated consumer. And the consumers are only getting more educated.
Well, I know in the U.S. Floor Report that you do every year, you look at almost every different sector, every channel, every angle, and you commented about what's going on with Lumber Liquidators. And why do you think they're up in a market where most everything else is down?
Well, they have a model that works for the marketplace. They are very, very low overhead. I don't know if you've ever been to one of their locations. They tend to be difficult to find, tend to be low-rent areas. They're selling direct. By that, I mean they're buying the lumber in a large part and refinishing it themselves. So they're their own producer in a lot of cases, although they do sell brands, other brands in their stores. And they're cost cutters. And because of that, they can bring a low price to the community, and they've been doing a significant amount of advertising.
That's it. I'm just going to make sure you said that. They're spending 10% of their revenue on advertising.
So absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is the time when you get the biggest bang for your buck.
Yeah. I don't know if you listened, but I did an interview with Marianne Adams with Avalon, and their business is off a little bit, not much, and they're spending, you know, continuing to spend in advertising.
Well, sure. When the economy is down like this, most people pull in their horns, and because of that, anybody who does advertise is going to get what we call a higher share of voice.
Mm-hmm.
There are less people talking to the consumer market out there. And anyone who does try to communicate with the consumer, their voice is going to come through louder. And the aggressive brands and the aggressive companies are out there advertising right now, trying to get business. And I think they're going to find that they're getting a good value for their money right now.
Yeah. All right.
Of course, you know, you have to have a compelling message to go along with. It's just not a matter of talking to people. You have to have a reason to have them act to pick your brand. And when you have that, it works.
All right, Monsanto, we're about to run out of time, and we are out of time. So I wanted to thank you for being with us. We've been talking to Santo Tercivia, who is actually where Floor Focus gets a lot of our statistics that we put in our magazine. He's an economist and an expert in what happens in the flooring trade. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.